HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Officials in Central Texas are getting the word out today about additional help for people affected by the deadly flooding.
The Individual Assistance Program can provide financial support for things like medical and dental assistance, vehicle damage, housing.
A federal judge in New Hampshire issuing a ruling pausing President Trump's executive order ending birthright citizenship from taking effect anywhere in the U.S. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
The federal judge said that he was certifying a class of children who are born in the United States under this new order and saying that it cannot apply.
Russia on the attack in Ukraine. CBS's Ramey Innocencio.
Russia launched 400 drones and 13 missiles, according to Ukrainian officials. Kyiv, we're seeing the capital, was targeted hard.
Wall Street today, the Dow is up 240 points. CBS News Brief, I'm Steve Kathan.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A new lawsuit seeking to redraw Wisconsin's congressional district maps prior to the 2026 midterm election was filed earlier this week. The new lawsuit was filed by a coalition of business leaders in Dane County Circuit Court just weeks after the Wisconsin Supreme Court declined to hear another lawsuit challenging the district maps. It argues that the anti-competitive gerrymandered maps violate the state constitution. Because the new lawsuit will not go directly before the state Supreme Court, it may not be resolved before the 2026 election. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin has officially endorsed Court of Appeals Judge Chris Taylor for the 2026 state Supreme Court election. Senator Baldwin called Judge Taylor fair, impartial, and committed to making sure the law protects the rights and freedoms of everyone in a statement earlier this week. Judge Taylor first announced her candidacy in late May and will challenge the incumbent conservative-backed Justice Rebecca Bradley for the seat. A victory in the 2026 election would give liberal-backed justices a 5-2 majority on the state's highest court. One person was killed in a two-vehicle Chippewa County crash this week. According to a press release from the Chippewa County Sheriff's Office, the crash occurred at around 2 p.m. on Sunday on County Highway H near 110th Avenue in the town of Del Mar. Authorities say both vehicles were overturned as a result of the crash and one caught on fire. Multiple people were trapped in each vehicle involved in the crash, and a 19-year-old in one of the vehicles was pronounced deceased at the scene. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. Barron County residents are at odds over part of a plan to use the former student center at the UW-Eau Claire-Barron County campus as a daycare center. Questions about fencing were raised at the Barron County Property Committee's meeting this week. The Rice Lake Area School District planned to install fencing along the popular Cedar Side Trail for the safety of the kids at the daycare. Some residents are pushing back on that plan, saying that adding fencing would create an eyesore along the trail. The committee decided to seek additional input from the city. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Some time off for the Brew Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers have the night off before they host the Nationals tomorrow night. The Brewers beat the Dodgers yesterday, 3-2 in 10 innings. Jackson Churio at the plate with Sal Frelick at third on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Churio, base hit! Centurio with his first career walk-off, and he makes a winner out of the Brew Crew, sending the Dodgers to their sixth straight loss.
It's also the first time the Brewers have ever swept the Dodgers in a series played in Milwaukee. And after the game, it was announced that closer Trevor McGill has been selected for the All-Star game next week in Atlanta. NBA, Bobby Portis tells ESPN why he wanted to stay in Milwaukee and play for the Bucks.
Just the atmosphere, man, just the culture, man, just being in Milwaukee kind of helped shape and make my career.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Showers and storms sparking this afternoon, continuing through this evening, and becoming heavy overnight. Torrential downpours could cause some flash flooding. Gusty winds are possible too, and the rain won't quit. Coming in waves for Friday and Saturday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The big brutal bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes right. In the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, doing some recombobulating, an extended session with Dan Schaefer, who joins us at 9:30. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We are back. Now, it's time for News with My Dad, a show where we talk about the news with my dad. And live on the phone, playing the role of my dad, is in fact my dad, Joe Smith. Pop, how you doing?
The thing I like best about that intro is the word live, which... Actuarially, I'm past my time.
What? So it begs the question of what happens with, like, I guess the intro language will be the least of our worries when that word no longer applies. I guess figuring out a rewrite to the intro isn't going to be the primary problem. But I get the point. We will have a chance to talk to Dad in a moment. Our friend from Ukraine, who has a chance to keep us updated on that. But let's start, as we do, with a shout out. Do you have a shout out? Shout it out now. Okay, that's the song. Go ahead, Pop.
Please don't be shocked by who I'm shouting out for, but you got to give credit where credit is due. I am shouting out for Governor Greg Abbott, who has made a big point when journalists are saying, who's to blame? Why did this happen? Who said, the point right now is not to blame. But picking up on something you talked about earlier this morning, is not to blame, it's to address what is immediately needed, which is the continued search, the help of people who have been deprived of their homes, deprived of their livelihood. And it's just to recognize that there's going to be lots of time to learn from what happened and what didn't happen for future protection. But blaming is a waste of time and energy. My compliments to the governor.
I think we might have a disagreement there, Dad, but we have a chance to talk about that. Any story you want to hit quickly before we talk about what's happening in Ukraine?
Talking about Texas, conspiracy theories are abounding, and one of them is that this was all caused by cloud seeding, and Margaret Taylor Greene, that great conservative, has filed a bill forbidding cloud seeding. There is no limit to the nuts.
All right. Well, let's go straight to our guest, Philip Itner, who has been is a veteran war correspondent in Kyiv, in Ukraine. And Phil, are you with us?
I am.
Thank you so much for being with us and spending a few minutes. What's happening on the ground? I know that there are reports of fires and recent attacks in the capital city. What do people need to know?
Ever since Pete Hegseth came out with his announcement of restricting shipment of, in particular, air defense assets, we have been getting absolutely shellacked. I mean, we are getting on daily hundreds of drones and missiles, really trying to overwhelm Ukraine's air defense and succeeding at it in many ways. And we had at one point the largest attack in any one given night. Over 720 missiles and drones were fired at us. It was unlike anything I've ever seen in Kyiv since the beginning of the war. There have been major attacks previously, but this is on a new level altogether. And the Russians are saying that they hope to be able to do this on a regular basis with at least 1,000 forms of munition, whether drone or missile, in the coming months. They say hopefully by the end of summer, beginning of fall. I have not had a full night's sleep since Hegseth made that statement. And of course, it was very intense on the 4th of July. So my Independence Day was with slightly different fireworks of a less welcome variety. We've got, of course, what's happening back in the States with Donald Trump saying that he's going to up providing air defense for Ukraine, sorely needed, but we need it immediately. We need it right now, and we need a longer, more sustained program of providing air defense, or a lot more Ukrainians are going to die, and it's going to get really, really bad here if we don't start stepping up to provide defense.
What is the coincidence or otherwise with the timing of Hegseth's announcement and with this round of attacks and with the passage of the recent bill, which I think did include, with the big horrific bill, which did include gutting of funding for Ukrainian defense, as I recall. Connect dots for us, if there are any to connect.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't want to try and get into the minds or the decision making of the Russian military high command, or even the Kremlin in the form of Vladimir Putin. You know, I mean, there may be this may be something that was planned for quite some time, and it's just a coincidence that the day when Hegseth,
I'll get into their brain at the very least. At the very, like we can put it in terms of probabilities, and I can put it in the form of rhetorical questions, so I don't draw conclusions with too limited data. But what do we think are the odds that it wasn't known by Russia, given that it was in all the papers, when this bill was happening and what was in it? And so by delaying, by timing their bombing right after, makes passage of the bill easier. If they did it right before, if they start just raining down fire on the capital city of Ukraine right in the run-up to the vote, it might have been a little harder to get that bill passed. It was a whisker in both the Senate and a whisker in the House. If people realize, oh, geez, I, by voting on this bill, if I am a Republican in the House, a Republican in the Senate, am not only killing Americans by cutting away their health care, I am killing Ukrainians by cutting away their defense. Those are the dots I'd correct, but feel free to connect, but feel free to correct me.
Well, no, I absolutely think that all of these things are working in conjunction. I mean, the Russians know exactly what they are trying to do. They are trying to terrorize and intimidate the Ukrainians into getting unfavorable, an unfavorable ceasefire deal. But they, as exhausted as the people here are, the Russians, once again, showing that they don't understand what's happening here. It's exhausting, these attacks, and it's very difficult to bear. But they know. I spoke to somebody recently because I do a weekly interview show, and I interviewed a young lady from Crimea who lives down in Odessa. And she literally said to me, it's better for us to live under Russia's bombs than It's better for us to die under Russian bombs than to live under Russian occupation. That was her mentality, and that's not uncommon. It's the Blitz spirit. It's every bomb that drops on this country just makes them hate the Russians even more. And the fact that America is doing this wishy-washy push and pull, yes, we're going to give you aid, no, we're not going to give you aid, all this kind of stop and start and a trickle of equipment, they are very thankful for the assistance. I mean, I recall the shocking event in the Oval when, you know, J.D. Vance is yelling at Zelensky, you know, have you ever even said thank you? The Ukrainians say thank you all the time. I mean, consistently.
We'll be right back. You know, stick with us. News with my dad and Mr. Hittner.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. We'll be back with News with my dad right after this. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property and you won't even know it's happened till you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. And that's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Never-Clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I get why you, Senator Royce, were a no vote on this budget. I think the people that voted no on this were standing up for public education.
I think that's exactly right. We heard from people loud and clear in this budget cycle and 2 years ago, the number one priority that people asked for, whether they called, emailed, or showed up at the public hearings, they want our schools funded. Our kids deserve better schools. They have been underfunded for decades, and it is time for us to prioritize public education.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app, The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The Big Brutal Bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes in the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
If you're still tossing and turning all night, feeling edgy during the day, let's tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood, focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. Tom's favorites are the sleep gummies. They work really well when you need a good night's sleep. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery really is the source to trust. If you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change, like millions are, to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Visit CB Distillery and use promo code Tom. That's cbdistillery.com, promo code Tom. cbdistillery.com. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. And we are back. Phil Ittner, thank you so much for spending their time, for spending your time. What is, and sharing time together, what is a last thought you want to share? What should be on Americans and on the world's mind right now?
Well, look, even if America totally withdraws from support here in Ukraine, which I don't believe they're going to do fully, because I think the American public still have widespread support for this country, and they should. Russia is a real threat to global security.
Yeah. They're invading countries, including Ukraine, right now.
If they win here, they will be emboldened and they will go farther. And they don't have to roll tanks on the Champs-Élysées. They don't have to have ships pulling up to harbor in Northampton in the UK to exert undue influence on Europe, because the threat of they'll take a breather, they'll regrow their army, they'll have 40 more million Ukrainians that they can enlist and mobilize and conscript. This cannot be a failure for Ukraine. But it's also important to recognize that the Ukrainians themselves have a say in this, and they will go down swinging. And it's not us using Ukraine, fighting Russia to the last Ukrainian, as the mantra goes. The Ukrainians themselves will continue to fight because it is an existential threat for them. So the only question that's left for us is how many more Ukrainians are we willing to watch die?
Yeah.
When we gave them assurances and promises that if they gave up their nukes, we would guarantee their sovereignty. So we have to do that. We have to stay on course. More air defense is desperately needed here as quickly as possible. But we also need to start selling them, if that's what it takes for a transactional Trump. We need to start selling them much more weaponry, because they're going to keep fighting this war. And the only decision we have to make is how much are we willing to sit by and watch as these atrocities continue to happen. Ukraine is a tough country. They'll fight the fight themselves. We just need to give them the weapons.
Phil Ittner, thank you so much for taking the time. Dad, anything else you need? Otherwise, I'm going to get back to you.
I'm good.
All right, Phil, you be well.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you.
Cheers. All right, Pop, back to you. What's the next news story we need to dig into?
Two big federal district court cases. One in New Hampshire, where, following up, the Supreme Court a couple of weeks ago said that significantly limited the power of a district court to issue a ruling that applied to the entire country.
Yep.
Well, New Hampshire District Court has issued just exactly such an order in ACLU v. saying that birthright citizenship is in fact a national issue, and therefore, partly because it was, he's certifying it as a class action, but that it is nationwide, very, very significant. The second one, our back door, Michael Simon, the judge.
Hold on, before you go to Michael Simon's case, it does. Can I interrupt for a second?
Sure, go ahead.
It does beg a question. Like, at first blush, it says, "Oh yeah, why should one district court be able to impact policy for the whole country?" Well, that's kind of how our court system is set up. There's not the trial court of the country. We have our trial courts, our federal trial courts, set up. Our baseline first round court is in fact organized within districts. If you can't bring it, if you can't bring a case there, where do you bring it? And if it's an issue of national concern, I mean, you're not bringing it to court in Mexico. I mean, it's hard for me to see how. I mean, I can understand about two-thirds of it, but there are pieces of it that don't seem to, with the big court's logic, that don't seem to carry water.
Well, it doesn't carry water, but what it is part of the current court capitulation,
yeah,
of power from Congress to the White House.
Yeah. Well, get to your next one, Mike Simon.
Michael Simon has said that a young man who had come into the country with openly applying for asylum, followed all the rules, and who was arrested when he showed up as he was supposed to for a hearing on his case, and was arrested, has told the government, "You can't do that." And he said, quote, "There is no reason, let alone a rational basis for its decision." And he quoted from a 1947 Supreme Court ruling in which Justice Frankfurter wrote, "In a democracy, power implies responsibility. The greater the power that defies law, the less tolerant can this court be of defiance." Simon added his own
Rape. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We'll be back with a straw in the wind, the news of my dad to wrap, and then your calls right after this break.
I'm not into chasing trends, but I am all about stuff that fits right, feels good, and actually lasts. I've been shopping at Quince for some time now. In fact, my favorite sweater is an all-cotton and cashmere sweater that just is so comfortable. And it looks great. That's why I keep coming back to Quince. Their lightweight layers and high-quality staples have become my everyday essentials. That's what I love about Quince. They're working directly with top artisans and cutting out the middlemen. Quince gives you luxury pieces without the markups. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. So stick to the staples that last with elevated essentials from Quince. Go to quince.com/Tom for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Tom.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help
you. Hot temperatures at the end of June knocked milk production down. Cows are starting to bounce back from the heat, but we're not where we were weeks prior. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, along with you on a Thursday. Today, we're touching base with Katie Burgess. She's a dairy broker and analyst with EverAg. She gives us a status report on how the weather is playing a role in milk production.
When we've been talking to dairy producers here in Wisconsin, kind of all the way from South Dakota into Michigan, it does sound like the heat there in late June did knock back output a bit. Even guys who talk about, oh, we've really invested in heat abatement technology, still saw a little bit of an impact given how hot and humid it was for a stretch there. But I mean, the forecast here in southern Wisconsin looks pretty good from a temperature perspective over the next week or so.
She says summer heat is notorious for causing volatility in the dairy market. Katie Burgess, along with us, a dairy broker and analyst with EverAg. You can find her online at EVER.AG. We'll take a look at midday dairy and grain prices next.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek for this year's Farm Technology Days, Generations of Progress. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There's also a rotary parlor, seminars, and, of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Jan is a single mom with two growing kids. She's working two jobs to make ends meet and gets home just in time to tuck them in for bed.
Mommy, I'm hungry.
In every community, people are working, yet over 47 million people face hunger. You can help. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to help people facing hunger, including one out of every five children. Your donation stays in your community. Go to nafbhunger.com and help end hunger.
Thursday from Chicago, corn prices are trading lower. Cash corn down a penny at $3.98 and a quarter. December new crop corn down a half a cent at $4.15 a bushel. Soybeans are mixed. Cash beans down 4 cents at $10.05 a bushel. November new crop beans are trading up a half a cent at $10.07 and three quarters. And wheat is trading higher. New crop wheat up a penny and a half at $5.48 and a half. Class 3 milk contracts are seeing a rally. The August contract up 23 cents at 18.15 a hundredweight. The September milk contract up 10 cents at 18.65. That's a look at midday market prices on a Thursday. Don't forget to follow along with us at MidwestFarmReport.com for all things farm news. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Showers and storms sparking this afternoon, continuing through this evening and becoming heavy overnight. Torrential downpours could cause some flash flooding. Gusty winds are possible too, and the rain won't quit. Coming in waves for Friday and Saturday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Years ago, I had a rainbow. No, it was a shirt. It was given to me, and I wore it because I support all people. And a friend of mine, like, you sure you want to walk around in that? You know, a t-shirt, people might think. I'm like, people might think I'm a human being that supports other human beings. I wear sports jerseys sometimes. No one ever says, are you worried people are going to think you're on the Cubs?
I don't think anyone would think that, though.
Oh, you haven't seen my curveball.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Podcast subscription. You'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com.
You've probably heard the rumor that you can't regrow cartilage, but what if that were not entirely true? Science has discovered a unique protein that may help support joint cartilage regeneration naturally. Imagine moving freely without stiffness or pain, and the bonus? A glowing, hydrated look with fewer lines and wrinkles. Meet Native Path Collagen, a clean, single-ingredient formula made with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. No fillers, no additives, no artificial junk. It's third-party tested for purity and packed with only type 1 and type 3 collagen fibers, the ones your body needs most. For healthy joints, skin, bones, hair, nails, and gut. Just two scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. Mix it into coffee, tea, or any drink. It's completely flavorless and easy to use. Consistency is the key. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. Available only at getnativepath.com/Tom. That's GetNativePath.com/Tom. Feel better, look younger. Start your transformation today. You're back on the air. I think it's time for Straw in the Wind, unless you got something quick prior.
Well, what I had next would not go quick, so we should probably go straight to my straw.
Like a straw in the wind. Go ahead.
An underwater turbine, 130 feet underwater, off Scotland near the Portland Firth, has passed 6 years of service producing electricity without any breakdown or unscheduled maintenance, which she appears to show that ocean tide and current generation can be economically viable. And the reason that's significant is because the ocean tides and ocean currents potentially could be the greatest, by far, the greatest non-carbon-producing and sustainable power source on the planet. Major straw in the wind.
Yeah, and what a lousy time for the country to have just decided to disinvest, and the current regime deciding to disinvest in climate technology and energy technology and alternative energy technologies. What a dumb move. All right, Pop, love you much. It's good to hear from you.
Love you too. Have a good one.
All right, bye-bye. And that was News with My Dad. We enjoyed doing it. All right, let's go straight to your calls. Thanks for your patience. Let's hear from Don from Pittsburgh, Kansas. Don, you're on the air.
Hi. You know, I lived in Central Texas for many years, still have some property there. And, you know, all these guys, I mean, the president and the spokeswoman, and all these people saying, oh, who could have dreamed that there would be this much rain? Those sorts of events occur in Central Texas regularly. In 1998, we had 25 inches of rain at my house. And,
that's,
you know,
a lot.
That 25 inches of rain in 36 hours.
That's a lot.
And that's not in the, that's about 100 miles from where this stuff is occurring, you know, occurred here the last few days. But, and also, there's all this, oh, we can't talk about this. Now we have to mourn and worry about people. They can never talk about it when it's 30 children or however many it was, 25 children getting killed at Uvalde, Texas, when Greg Abbott was there. And we can't talk about gun policy now. So, you know, just these people, they're...
No, they only want to talk about it. They only want to talk about it when nobody is paying attention, which means they don't want to talk about it.
Well, and they've also... They're mounting an attack right now, you know, trying to blame them. It's DEI is why this happened and all this kind of stuff. But it's just, you know, it's a pattern that they have.
Yeah.
You try and hold it off for the immediate time, and then, you know, and then you mount. They have their noise machine that mounts attacks.
There you go.
But I just, like I say, I lived there for a long time, and very sharp, localized, relatively small, but very intense rain events are part of Central Texas, and they're not something that occurs every 100 years. They occur every year.
No, Don, you said something I really want to pick up on, and thank you for the call. That move. So the first move is.
underinvest. Don't build the fence. Wait for the ambulance. Don't build the fence on top of the hill. Don't address climate change. Don't invest in coordination with NOAA. Don't invest on public technology. Just privatize, defund, get rid of stuff, right? That's sort of the first step. Don't invest in emergency preparedness. Just disinvest. That's step one. Step two, same thing with gun policy, right? Don't actually try to make gun policy to keep people safe. Just let them take risks when going to the movies or going to frickin' school, okay? And then say, oh, no, the better answer will be if there's more shoot 'em ups because more teachers with guns and kids won't get shot in the crossfire. Dumbest thing I ever heard. So that's step one. Is short-sightedness and selfishness. Okay, that's step one. Step two, something bad happens. Step three, can't talk about the short-sightedness and selfishness. Can't talk about the short-sightedness and selfishness. It's time to have give thoughts and prayers to the tragedy that just happened. Next step, plan for and release the response so the PR machine, the communication machine, the propaganda machine has time to get its boots on. Before the truth has a chance to get its boots on. So this is the move, understanding that move so we don't fall into that trap. I appreciate that. Let's go with some local insight from a Texan on the floods. Monica, is it Chirino, Texas?
Chirino, hey, got it almost perfect.
Thanks so much for calling.
I'll try not to keep you inundated. I'm an elderly woman. And I do have a sign that says, take care of the people, F politics, right? So I do go out and I try to do my best. Texas is the worst place now that I've ever lived in. I've been here since 20 years, okay? Mm. Got cell phone signal last year for the first time. Mm. And I suspect since that Carrieville County has lots of trees. They didn't have cell phone signals either. Mm-hmm. Secondly, there's no Obamacare in the state of Texas. Now, what I'm having is a fracking problem. There's a gas pipeline in the front and an oil pipeline in the back of my two-acre property. 40 to 50 trees are down. Cost $450 to cut one up and leave it on the ground. And guess who represents me? Senator Nichols, Cornyn, Cruz, Pete Sessions. I've contacted all of them, been to the EPA, TCEQ, the Railroad Commission, which is in charge of fracking. And now my home is contaminated. Hmm. And guess what? Nobody cares.
Hmm. No, nobody cares is a pretty good line. Nobody cares is a pretty good line. There are some people who do, but I hear what you're saying is the people in power, in governmental power in your state, don't seem to. They cry crocodile tears when people drown in a flood. But another thing, don't apply their care to the decisions that they make in government. I want to make sure one thing. So I looked it up quickly. So I think that when you say no Obamacare, so I think there is the health care exchange that people can use in Texas, but they didn't expand Medicaid. Do I have that right?
That's right. Well, I'm not positive about that.
I think that's the deal, or at least that's what the internet seems to think. And the internet's never wrong.
Yeah, it's just I fell in love with this place because it's known as the oldest county, and it's known as Piney Woods, and yeah. I love trees.
Yeah.
So, but when we get to the point where nobody cares about anything other than politics and money,
yeah,
something is very wrong.
Thank you for the call, yeah. Monica.
Thank you.
Ron from Wichita Falls, Texas, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Ron. How are you doing, Jefferson?
Good.
Hey, take off on what Phil Hittner was saying today about the pronunciation of Kiev, and also our conversation yesterday with regarding language and words. But I'm not sure if you're familiar with the Warfian emphasis, which basically postulates that the language we speak influences our perception of reality. And
I don't know if you cut out for a second, but I missed the thing. You said, I don't know if you're familiar with the blank, and then I didn't hear what you said.
The Warpian hypothesis.
Nope, not. Thank you for it. How do you spell that?
W-H-A-R-F-I-A-N hypothesis.
Got it. Like, is it a fisherman's
wharf? Yeah, Benjamin Wharf is the postular, or the person who postulated. In any case, it's something like the Eskimos in northern Canada have 23 words for snow. We have one or two. And also there's the Japanese, they speak of mountains as in mountainous, many, or mountainous few.
Stay with us. TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Ah, Whorfian, W-H-O-R. Structure of a language influences speaker's worldview and cognition. Helpful.
You trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorants for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to using just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. shopmando.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. 5 years after the fake elector scheme to overturn the 2020 election, legal accountability is grinding along for some of the conspirators and those who wittingly or unwittingly supported them. But pardons may be in the wind, too. May 27th, a three-judge New York appellate court stripped Trump campaign attorney Kenneth Chesbro, an alleged key organizer of the swing state fake elector scheme, of his license to practice law in New York. June 16th, the alleged mastermind of the fake elector scheme, John Eastman, was recommended for disbarment in California. He can still appeal the decision. Also June 16th, a civil jury found MyPillow CEO and election denier Mike Lindell liable for $2.3 million for defaming former Dominion Voting Systems executive Eric Coomer. Dominion itself has a claim pending against Lindell, right-leaning news outlets, and several other Trump-alleged conspirators and collaborators. The Michigan Advance reported July 5th that a hearing on whether the trial of 15 of 16 Michigan fake electors should go forward has been moved to September 9th. A trial in Arizona is scheduled for January 5th, 2026, for the alleged fake electors and Trump associates, including his former chief of staff, Mark Meadows. Mother Jones reported June 4th that President Donald Trump's pardon attorney was considering pardons for the accused fake electors. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons, like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The Big Beautiful Bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes in the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Hello, everybody. It's an honor to be with you. Let's go straight to your calls. I would say that we've got a couple calls that have been faith-based calls. I appreciated those. And I would say, talk to church. Talk to the adjacent church. Talk to your fellow parishioners. Talk to people who are going to a different venue entirely, making sure that the Word of God is not being used to go actually against fundamental good principles and making sure that it's actually advancing good principles. So this is, of course, not a fundamentalist show and not a religious show, but it is a values-based show. And those who share values of goodness, of compassion, of loving thy neighbor, of being a steward of the land, of healing the sick, of caring for the poor. So the most important values in the world, also in Western culture, and very much in Christian culture, need to be not lost by and become anti-Christian in the way that things proceed. And I do appreciate people who allow us to dance with that stuff a little bit, because it's a key strain in American power. It's a key strain in American life, and we shouldn't violate the Constitution and establish religion. And at the same time, we should make sure that religion and religious principles don't undermine both those religious principles themselves and the country. Okay, that's what I have to say about that. Let's go back to your call, Stephanie from Chicago, Illinois. WCPT, ain't afraid of me. Go ahead.
Hey, actually, I'm from Pembroke Township, which is 60 miles south of Chicago.
All right. 1-6 or 6-0? 16 miles or 60 miles?
Oh, 60.
60, 6-0. All right, go ahead.
Well, anyway, I live in a rural community.
Yep.
And three things I want to bring up. My town has 1,200 people in the whole township and 400 people in the city, the little city area. Now, people aren't noticing when they say that the farmers are going to get a bailout so they won't lose their farms. Okay, that's billions of dollars coming out of our tax money, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
They're not understanding that if they bail the farmers off to sell their, so they don't have to sell their farms, that's not going to bring any food into the stores. We'll still have a food shortage because there are no pickers. Mm-hmm. So they'll keep their farms, but their food will rot in the field because there's no pickers. And I'm looking at that now. I got a 500-acre farm right across the street from me. And it does corn. Corn is not looking too good because we've been having a lot of heat and drought. So note that bailing out the farmers is not going to cause food shortage to stop. It's going to cause a food shortage even more.
No, this is a big issue, Stephanie. You're on it. You're on it. So we know that what day or two ago, Trump came out and said because they know, like, if you've eaten lettuce, the odds that lettuce was picked by somebody whose grandparents were born in the United States is relatively low. The odds that if the breadbasket of the country includes very much the Central Valley of California, if you think most of those of that produce, that agriculture that gets harvested, is harvested by people whose parents were born in the United States of America, you've got another think coming. And so, and Trump came out and had this weird press avail where he said, we're going to create a program where the immigrants can be sponsored by the landowner. And the owner, and it sounded like he was talking about the owner of the person. It sounded like the commentary afterwards sounded like he was talking about we were going to have a mild form of slavery, but that you'd get a sponsor with these farms. And immediately MAGA was like, hey, wait a minute, what? Like, you're going to let the immigrants...
Well, that's already happening.
Right.
Some of the people who have sponsored their workers, they're still getting deported. They're coming to their farm anyway.
And then the agriculture secretary comes and tries to clean it up a little bit by saying, ah, well, maybe these Medicaid recipients who are able-bodied, who are going to be otherwise kicked off Medicaid, maybe they can go and take these jobs. It is right now an internal fight, even within this bad wing government, because...
But don't they understand that 80 to 90% of people on food stamps already are working?
Yep.
So that's not going to work.
Yep.
Secondly, they're talking about taking out a prison. We don't have enough prisoners for all the farms in the country.
Yep.
So we and understand, like the lady was saying before you about organizing.
Yep.
It's going to take small grassroots. You may need to stop overwhelming yourself. Start with just your block.
Yep.
Or one side of your block. Then the next side. Each block can take care of itself until we have a larger coalition. But don't overwhelm yourself trying to do something huge. Secondly, even if it's just everybody on the block put up the same sign saying no Medicare cuts or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's the way we're going to have to work it. And we're going to have to, because right now the black farmers ain't suffering because they didn't get these loans and these people. They're doing well. I would suggest if you live in any city, you live within 60 to 100 miles of a farm. Now, the problem is Illinois only grows 0.2% of actual food. Most of it is corn, wheat, soy.
Yep.
So there is no food on these farms.
Yep.
So we got to understand to hook up, get on the internet. They got a whole blacklist coalition of black farmers who are doing well. We have the largest concentration of black organic farmers north of the Mason-Dixon line right here in Pembroke.
Yeah.
And we've got good food. It's never poisoned. So the way to beat Walmart is to not need Walmart.
Stephanie, you're dropping so much knowledge in a short call. I appreciate it very much. I don't mean to pander, but I don't know what you're doing 60 miles south of Chicago, but you have a lot of wisdom to bring, and I appreciate you sharing some of it.
Well, I was born in Chicago, but I like my country.
No, I think there is. It's so many points there, including fighting for health care. But something that hasn't come up yet is this idea that we do need to reorganize our food system. This will require it, and trying to think about how we can build greater local food systems. Another reason I'm quite grumpy that Trump got rid of the Farm for Schools funding.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Louise loves this stuff. She says it really works and has really noticeably improved her skin. Super C Serum is made with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, and with noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E.com. Save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The Big Brutal Bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes
right.
In the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A federal judge in New Hampshire says he'll certify a class action suit, including all children who would be affected by President Trump's executive order ending birthright citizenship. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
It's a pretty clear indication that the courts continue to think that President Trump violated the Constitution.
The judge issued a preliminary injunction blocking it for now. In Texas, more than 170 people remain missing from the floods. Jonathan Lamb of the Kerrville Police Department on the continuing search efforts.
10 states have sent specially trained teams to our community, and two more states are en route.
31 construction workers were safely rescued from an industrial tunnel that partially collapsed yesterday. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass.
I was so concerned that we were going to find tragedy. Instead, what we found was victory.
On Wall Street, stocks are mixed today. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.